ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in the 20th Century Fox delightful comedy, Love is News, starring Linda Darnell as Tony Gateson, Bob Hope as Steve Layton, and James Gleason as Marty Canavan. The Lady Esther Screen Guild Players in Love is News. Steve Layton had two pet peeves, his managing editor, Marty Canavan, and the nobility-conscious heiress, Tony Gateson. As our story begins, Steve has just been fired from his job on the Daily Express and has gone to a nearby restaurant where he is playing the pinball machine and concentrating on hating Marty Canavan.
Hi, Steve. It's Canavan.
Well, well, Canavan's back, and believe me, you can have him.
Now, wait a minute, Steve. I thought I'd find you here. I've changed my mind about firing you.
Go away, Canavan. You're ruining my pinball game. Look, I just got $800,000. Now for the second ball.
Now, Stevie, is that any way to talk? After all, I gave you your first job, Stevie. I've watched you develop into the best reporter in town, and believe me, I'm proud of you. And I know you think I'm a sweet guy, too.
Yeah, you are in here where it's air conditioned.
Oh, now listen, Steve. We've had some great times together, haven't we? Remember the time I dressed you up as a chambermaid and you stole the papers out of Senator Randolph's room?
Yeah, and the old potbelly walked in on me and tried to get me to go dancing with him.
He did.
Yeah, and he couldn't even rumba.
Oh, and the time I sent you out to trail old Judge Pinkham?
Yeah, Lydia's grandfather, yeah. I found him in a taxi with a blonde.
Yeah! Yeah.
And she turned out to be your wife.
Yeah! Yeah, my third wife. Yeah. What was her name again?
Oh, she didn't have one. When you wanted to get her attention, all you had to do was whistle and bounce a ball in her direction.
Oh, Steve, I knew that once we got together, we'd see how silly we were to quarrel. Why, we're like Damon and Pythias, Romeo and Juliet, Antony and Cleopatra.
Yeah, like Bourbon and Milan.
Yeah. Oh, you'll come back on the paper, won't you, Steve?
Oh, why, of course I will, Marty.
I knew you would, Steve.
Yeah, I'll come back. Today, Sinatra's picture appears on the cover of Physical Culture magazine.
Now, wait a minute, Steve. I need you.
Yeah, I figured that out. I wouldn't work for you, Canavan.
Now, Steve, Tony Gateson arrives in town today.
Tony Gateson, the tin can heiress?
I thought that'd bring out the fire horse in you, Stevie. She's in the plane right now, about 15 minutes out.
Have the other papers got it?
No. I got a hot flash from Cleveland Airport. Steve, you got to find out whether she's ditched the count she was engaged to.
Man, oh, man, the tin can heiress and the count. What a story. Why, this is the biggest scoop since Irma shot Diet Smith. Canavan, you just hired yourself a reporter.
Good boy. Get going.
Just a second. I think this pinball machine is going to pay off. Oh, well, you can't win all the time.
Get out to that airport. I'll be waiting at the office with a phone in my hand.
Okay, Marty. Tony Gateson, here I come. Ah, yes, right on time, right on time. Excellent work, pilot. Have a nice trip.
Yes, sir. No trouble at all.
Oh, fine. Are you Miss Gateson, young lady?
No. I'm Tony Gateson.
Well, Miss Gateson. Say, did anyone ever tell you you look like Linda Darnell?
Huh? Really? Did anyone ever tell you that you look like Bing Crosby?
I knew I should have worn my girdle, but that's beside the point. I came here, Miss Gateson, to warn you that there's a bunch of reporters waiting outside for you.
Oh, dear. I thought I might lose them this time.
You can. That's why I'm here. The airline asked me to see that you weren't inconvenienced.
Well, I really can't thank you enough, Mr.
Straw Cob.
Straw Cob?
Yeah, that's backwards, spelled sideways.
Oh, I see.
I know how you feel about these smart-aleck reporters, Miss Gateson. They're always annoying our passengers.
Well, your company is very thoughtful. Will you have a cigarette, Mr. Straw Cob?
Thanks.
Light?
No, I'm going to put this cigarette in my hope chest as a souvenir of a real-life countess.
Oh, well, if that's what you're saving it for, have a light.
Oh, I see. You mean the no-count count took the count?
Yes.
Well, that's news.
Never again for me. When those phony counts look at me, all they can see is money, that's all.
Oh, they're just not looking in the right places.
Anyway, the next man who slips a ring on this finger will have a good American title, like plumber, bricklayer, motorman, or anything but a reporter.
You don't like reporters, huh?
Well, why should I? Listen to this clipping. Tony Gateson buys herself a count. Tin Can Countess says American men are bores. An exclusive interview by Steve Layton.
Steve Layton, huh?
Yes, Steve Layton, gentleman of the press. He must have the mind of a moron.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
He probably wears a toupee.
Only on cold nights.
Say, how do you know so much about Steve Layton?
Well, I don't really, but we use the same telescope over the YWCA and such.
Oh, is that so? Well, after all... to wonder about you, Mr.
Wonder about me? Uh-oh. Look out there on the field.
Oh, who are all those men? Uh-oh, they must be reporters.
Yeah, the same thing had occurred to me. Well, you won't need me anymore, Miss Gates, and I have a phone call to make. So long. Coming through. Let me out, please. Gangway there.
Hey, stop, thief! Somebody stop him!
It's too late now.
Well, what did Mr. Strawcab do?
Mr. Strawcab? Lady, you were just talking with Steve Layton.
Steve Layton? Why, he said he was sent by the air.
That's Steve, all right. Now, how about a statement for the rest of the press, Miss Gateson?
Why, yes. Yes, I'll make a statement. Quiet, please. Just a minute.
Hey, quiet,
are you ready, boys?
Right.
Well, then take this down. Miss Antoinette Gateson, Tony, to you boys, takes pleasure in announcing her engagement to Mr. Stephen Layton of the New York Express.
Steve Layton of... What?
Yes. Really, and as a little engagement gift, I'm settling $1 million on Stevie Ken.
Hey,
Steve, you're murder. Solid murder. What a story.
Oh, it's nothing any white-blooded American boy couldn't do.
Wait till Tony Gateson finds out you're a reporter.
Boy, will she burn.
Here you are, boss. Today's Chronicle, Globe, and Dispatch.
Thanks, boy. Now, let's see what the Globe thinks is news, Steve. Tony Gateson to... Tony Gateson. Well, you fine?
Marty, what is it?
No! Wait till you... Tony Gateson.
Let me see that paper.
Right.
Tony Gateson, the Mary reporter. Steve Layton gets Tin Can heiress and $1 million.
Steve Layton?
Hey, she can't do this. It's a plot. Give me the other paper, quick. Reporter lands there. It's gets 1 minute. Marty, I've been framed. Marty. Say something to me, Marty.
Steve, this is a funny business, isn't it? The biggest news break in months happens to someone on my own staff, and every paper in town scoops me.
I know, Marty, but...
Well, that's the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Marty.
Sure. I'm sorry, too, kid. Now get off! You're fired!
Oh, Marty, wait. This is a fake. I'll make a recap story.
You're finished. You'll never make another dime in this town on the newspaper. Get out!
Marty! Just like option time at Paramount. Well, if he feels that way...
Oh, Mr. Layton.
Yeah?
I just read the news. Congratulations.
Thanks, pal.
I represent the Wilson Marine and Launch Corporation. Would you be interested in buying a yacht?
Sorry, you got me mixed up with Errol Flynn. Well, that's his racket, isn't it?
Well, how about a nice pair of water wings?
Well, maybe I could use a pair of water wings. I'm thinking of drowning myself. The hard way.
Mr. Layton,
mm-hmm.
I'm from the Henderson Motors. I have a brand new 1946 Packard downstairs. It has four new tires, a radio, fog lights, air conditioning, and an automatic convertible top. All you have to do is drive it away.
Isn't radio wonderful?
It's right downstairs at the curb, Mr. Layton. Just drive it yourself and see what a bargain it is. I have the keys with me.
Oh, I can drive it myself?
You bet.
Then give me the keys. I think I'll take a little trip out to the Gateson estate.
Oh, to see your sweetie, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Give her a kiss for me.
Oh, I will, just before I saw her in half. Likewise. Oh, officer.
Yeah?
Can you tell me how to get to the gates in the state?
Yeah, as soon as I get finished with the dame in this car.
Okay.
Why, it's you, Stevekins.
Tony Gateson, so the law finally caught up with you, huh?
Hello, Stevekins. Have you seen the papers?
Yeah.
Well, what else is new?
Okay, wise guy.
Your paper got looped, didn't it?
That's scooped.
All right, break it up. I ain't got all day.
What did she do, officer?
85 miles an hour on a county highway. Failure to stop at a red light. Passing four cars on the wrong side of the road. Failure to stop for an officer of the law. Reckless driving.
Well, well, won't this make a tasty tidbit for the late edition? Really, Miss Gates, and I simply must leap into my little Packard and scurry off to a telephone. I really must. Goodbye.
Oh, wait a minute, Stevie. Where did you get a Packard?
Influence. I sell Madman Munts, all his straitjackets. Ta-ta. Ta-ta, my sweet.
Officer, you'd better ask to see this man's registration. That looks like a stolen car to me.
What?
Take your car, bud?
Well, no, it's...
Where did you get it?
Oh, I borrowed it.
Oh, that's what he says, officer. If you ask me, this character looks very much like Gearshift Hammerschlagen, the well-known car thief.
Oh, you know, every time you open your mouth, I'd like to put my foot in it.
How about it, sport?
Well, that's ridiculous, officer. I couldn't steal a car if I wanted to.
And why not?
Why, I don't even have a driver's license.
Well, that's the first time I ever heard that story.
Oh, you like it, eh?
Yeah. I like it so well, I want you to tell it to the judge.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild show will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Tonight I'd like you to join me in a little experiment. Are you ready? First, close your eyes. Are they closed? Now, run your fingertips over the inside of your arm. Feel how soft the skin is, how silky. Now feel your forehead, your chin, your cheeks. Feel the difference? Yes, you feel the dryness, the little bumps. Now, I want you to make me prove that Lady Esther Face Cream can make the skin of your face as soft and baby smooth as the skin of your inner arm. Remember, I said prove, and not in 30 days or even 30 minutes. All I ask is 30 seconds for my convincing patch test, which will show you the glamorous difference Lady Esther Face Cream makes in your appearance. Sorry. To make this interesting patch test, just smooth a little Lady Esther four-purpose face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Wipe it off. Then compare that cheek with the other. See the difference, the clear, fresh look of that patch of skin. Then, most convincing of all, feel the difference with your fingertips from just one application of Lady Esther Face Cream. You see, this one cream by itself thoroughly cleans your skin, softens your skin, helps nature refine the pores, and it leaves a smooth base on which face powder looks simply marvelous. I'm sure you want this proof. Proof you can see on your own skin, in your own mirror. Decide now to let the patch test show you the instant beautifying effect of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream.
And now the curtain rises on the second act of Love is New, starring Bob Hope as Steve Layton, Linda Darnell as Tony Gateson, and James Gleason as Marty Canavan. Steve and Tony are in the small-town courtroom, waiting for the judge to decide their cases.
Court is now in session. Well, young woman, I reckon I better collect a fine from you. How much money you got?
Oh, but, Judge, can't you wait until my lawyer gets here?
Yep, I let you call him, but I ain't a-waiting. I run an honest court, and I don't like lawyers around.
Honest? We make 2 10-cent phone calls, and you charge us a dollar. Not that I mind the money, but...
80 cents was for tax.
What kind of tax is that?
I ain't give it a name yet, but it'll come to me.
Oh, Judge. Judge, old boy, you're wasting your time here. You belong in Washington.
Now, let's get along with the fining. I got a date for this afternoon. I'm a cone catfishing.
Catfishing? What do you use for bait? Seagoing mice?
Ha, Feeling mighty chipper, ain't you?
Why not? Henderson Motors told you I had permission to drive that Packard. I'm in the clear.
Yeah, reckon that's right. Young woman, how big a fine can you afford?
Oh, just let yourself go, Judge. I'll write a check.
Oh, not in this court you won't. One speeder we cut gave me a check on a bank. Turned out he never had no account there.
Who was the scoundrel?
Signed himself Julius Caesar. Got $25, young woman?
$25? Judge, that's an insult. Miss Gateson is one of America's richest heiresses.
Oh, she is, huh? Make it $50.
Sweet of you to help me, Stevie. Oh,
well, you wouldn't expect me to desert my fiancé. You can't shove this girl around, Your Honor. Her father's a big man. He could make plenty of trouble for you. Why, her father's such a big man, he even has Gregory Peck shave him.
Now you got me scared. Young woman, I ain't gonna fine you a single lead cent.
Well, it's certainly sweet of you not to fine me, Judge.
Yep. Steb, I'm going to throw you in jail for 30 days.
Well, Judge, I'm going to fight this. I'll get her out if it takes me 20 years.
Hey, Homer.
Yes, Judge?
Put this young woman in cell 13. Oh, you'll love that. That's a cell with a view.
Oh, really? A view of what?
Cell 14.
Judge, cell 13's full of catfish.
Don't worry about that. Put her in there.
Okay, Judge.
And put this young fella in the cell next to him.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What are you putting me in jail for?
You laughed at catfish.
You can't. But they didn't. But wait a minute, Judge. You can't put me in jail. Do you know who I am? Wonder who told him. I'm afraid so.
You know, this is something new for me, being behind bars.
Yeah, you're usually in front of them.
Oh, this is such a charming old jail. You know, it reminds me of an early 18th century castle, especially the plumbing. Oh, Stevikins.
What, Tonykins?
Listen, do you know the biggest reason I like it here is because I'm with the man I love?
You and me, kid, you and me.
Can't you just see the headlines in the papers? Stevikins goes to jail to be near his Tonykins.
Hey, you fat as mustachikins. One sure thing, though, you can't do that to me, not when you're safe in a cell.
Oh, aren't you forgetting that the judge let me out for a little while?
Yeah, but you said, I mean, you told
him. I know, darling, and I did powder my nose, but I also phoned the newspaper.
Why, you...
All but the Express. Your paper's been drooped again, dear.
That's scooped. Of all the low-down tricks, I'll tear this cell apart. I'll chew my way through the wall, brick by brick.
Hey, what's all the fuss? What's going on here?
Judge, you ever meet a murderer?
No, nope, can't say as it did.
Well, put me in that cell with her, then come back in 10 minutes and shake hands.
Young fella, this is a respectable jailhouse. Suppose I did put you in there with her. How do I know you'd murder her?
Oh, Judge, you think of everything.
You're darned if I ain't glad one of you's getting out of here.
Who's getting out?
She is. Lawyer just showed up with one of them habeas corpses. Get along now.
Swell. Now I'm beginning to like it here.
Oh, Judge, how much is the fine for laughing at catfish?
$50. I'm mighty fond of them critters.
Well, all right. I'll pay it. Let him out, too.
Out you go, young feller.
Oh, I can't leave this jail now.
Why not?
I've already started a calendar.
Out you go.
That'll get a big laugh at San Quentin. Well, here we go out, Judge. Okay.
When will I see you again, Stevikins?
That's easy. You'll see me again when a gentleman with horns and a tail knocks on your door and says, Miss Gateson, it's frozen over. Come in.
Hello, Steve.
Wait for me, fellas. Wait for me.
It's a big door. I'm not a bum, you know. Okay, back to the dull stuff. Come in.
Hello, Steve.
Oh, you're alone.
Oh, Steve, I couldn't wait for it to freeze over.
Look, this is my room, and if you're doing relief work, the slums are 2 blocks east. Good night.
You'll have to throw me out.
Okay, I'll throw you out. I'll pick you up like this and I'll pick you up like this.
Well,
Why don't you throw me out?
Well, the spirit is willing, but my Wheaties keep saying no.
What are you doing there, Stevie? Sewing on a button?
Nah, my junior G-man badge is loose.
Oh, here. Why don't you let me sew that for you?
You?
Well, why not? I'm really good at it.
This I've got to see. Here's the button, here's the needle, and here's what every young girl should know about sewing.
Oh, I won't need that.
Well, you certainly look domestic. By the way, didn't you announce our engagement?
Well, sort of.
In that case, come here.
What are you going to do?
Something that's done in the best engaged circles, known as a kiss. It's not too late to back out. Are we still engaged?
Yes.
Well? Are you sure you can spare that, brother? Sounded like Margaret O'Brien going mad.
Oh, yes. Steve. Steve, I'm sorry, but... Well, I'm afraid our engagement just isn't going to work out. You see, I'm on one side of the tracks and you're on the other.
Well, I'll wait for the train to pass.
No, seriously, Steve. I just want you to know that I came here tonight to apologize for putting you in the freak tent. I'm truly sorry.
Well, Tony, I'm sorry I was so nasty.
Oh. You weren't nasty, Steve.
Yes, I was. I was a perfect stinker.
No, you weren't.
Oh, yes, I was. Well, don't quit now.
Oh, I feel terrible, Steve. You lost your job because I let your paper get poop.
Things you can do with that word, that scoop. But don't worry, I'll find something.
Well, I suppose I'd better be going.
Yeah, I think you'd better.
Well, I finished sewing on your button. Did I do a good job?
Oh, great. Couldn't have done better myself.
I'm glad you like it. Well, put them back on now before you catch cold.
Put what back on?
Your trousers. Good night, Steve.
Trousers? Yipe, I forgot what I was sewing the button on. Well, just cast your eyes on this button, Canavan. Did you ever see any better sewing?
Now, listen, Steve.
Look, the thread goes right through the hole.
Steve, will you... will you forget about the button and listen? I've got a surprise for you.
And she never stuck herself once. What do you think of that?
I think you're nuts. But you're a lucky boy, Steve. You've got a swell gal and a swell job.
You're darn right I've got a swell girl, and you're darn right I've got... Huh? What job?
You've been rehired and promoted to city editor. Findlay quit, and you're taking over.
Is this on the level?
My word of honor.
Nuts to that. Is it on the level?
Yes, my boy, I'm giving you a job. Take a look at the door of Finley's office. Go ahead, read it.
Stephen Layton, city editor. Well, I'll be... No, I can't be. I'm already one of those. This isn't like you, Canavan. Your mother's the only person you ever gave anything to, and that was a hot foot. I'll take a look at the office. He's not a heel.
Me give my mother a hot foot. I'll bet she'd jump about 3 feet at that.
He's not a heel.
Congratulations, Mr. Layton.
Oh, hello. How'd you get in here?
Oh, I sneaked in. I wanted to be the first to wish you luck on the new job. Like the flowers on your desk?
Sure. Wait a minute.
Well, what's wrong?
Hey, there's a peculiar smell in the air. How'd you find out about this job so fast?
Well, I knew it.
You cooked it up yourself.
Well, why not, Steve? After all, it's my fault you were fired, and... Well, my father happens to own stock in the paper, and... I told him how clever you were, and he said...
That's enough. The deal's off, Tony.
But, Steve...
Skip it. I'm not for sale, and my career isn't for sale. From now on, just forget you ever met me. Goodbye, and good luck with your next train seal.
Oh, Steve,
here, our engagement's over, so take back your old button. Drink up, Johnson.
Okay, Steve. Two more beers, Mike.
Yes, sir. For 25 years, I was a clown. For 2 minutes, I was a city editor, and now I'm back to normal. Fascinating, isn't it?
Oh, Steve.
Well, little Miss Muffet, pull up a tuffet and sit down.
They told me I'd find you here.
Say, Steve, aren't you Tony Gateson?
Yes. Steve, all I ask is that you listen
hey,
to me
fellas,
for just
look who's here.
Minute.
Tony Gateson, the answer to the income tax.
Oh, you got a statement?
Yeah,
statement?
Come on. Give us a statement. Give
well,
us a story.
I'm sorry, boys. You see, I didn't come here to give an interview. I came here to get one.
What?
With Mr. Layton, and I may need your help, boys.
Well, this place is getting too ritzy. I think I'll try the free lunch at the Stork Club.
Oh, hold him, boys.
Hey, what is this?
Sure, come on.
Now, look, Mr. Layton, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Let go of me, you characters.
Look, don't you think Tony Gateson is a human being? Why don't you treat her like one?
When are you going to start acting like one yourself?
Ganging up on me, eh? A fine bunch of friends.
When are you going to forget her money? Is it her fault she's rich?
Maybe not, but I...
When did you first realize that you loved her?
When the judge put us... Never mind.
Do you remember the time you kissed her?
Take it easy. We're surrounded.
When are you going to kiss her again?
Now, Tony, please.
When are you going to kiss her again?
Right now. Cornell Wilde. You know something, Tony?
What, Steve?
When the Screen Guild gives me parts like this, it's a pleasure to work for nothing.
Thank you, Bob Hope, James Gleason, and Linda Darnell for a delightful half hour.
Oh, it was a pleasure to be here, Mr. Bradley. We all know that the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, so vital to all of us in the industry, are supported largely by these radio programs, and we're all awfully proud to help out the good work. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Darnell. Ladies, when you buy a face powder, you naturally expect it to be flattering. That's what you use powder for, to flatter you, to make your skin look smoother and lovelier. But Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder goes a step further. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is not just flattering. It's intensely flattering, and to almost every skin it touches. Here, for the first time, is a shade that takes guesswork out of choosing your face powder. It doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde, brown, auburn, or black. Whatever your natural coloring, you'll find that Lady Esther Bridal Pink does surprising, delightful things for your entire appearance. It seems to change the very tone of your skin, gives it life and radiance. It lends sparkle to your eyes. Some women have told me it even makes their features look smaller. Lady Esther Face Powder spreads in a fine, clinging film, completely hiding tiny lines and blemishes. It stays on hour after hour, always fresh and lovely as though just applied. For a really exciting experience, try this. First, apply Lady Esther Face Cream. Wipe it off. Then dip your puff in Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder and pat it gently all over your face. You'll love the way you look. You'll feel young and gay and ready for romance.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Sweethearts. It will star Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy. Be sure to listen. Love is News was presented through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, Frederick Stefani, and William R. Lippman. Linda Darnell appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox and will soon be seen in Anna and the King of Siam. James Gleason will soon be seen in Home Sweet Homicide, both 20th Century Fox productions. Bob Hope can be heard on his own program for Pepsodent and can currently be seen in the Paramount picture, Road to Utopia. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther Face Cream to buy a box of Lady Esther Face Powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you, and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.